I want us all to remember we have not been left behind. We are not forgotten. We are no less worthy, no less capable. In fact, we're actually stronger.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What is up? Happy Thursday, Queen. Oh, today is a day, and it's only 1 o'clock at the time of my recording this. It's been a day. It's been a morning. And I kind of didn't really want to share this message, but I just figured, you know, the royal road is not an ordinary one. And though genuinely much of my life runs on a pretty high vibe emotional terrain, I am in a bit of an up and down and all around place emotionally. And I'm okay with it in this moment, but I wanted to do this podcast today about the moments when we feel like we're really losing faith. And, you know, for those of you who have either been listening to the podcast or you've joined me in the Own Your Throne course, which you can still get in, we'll put a link in the show notes. You know, I've had a strong relationship with, I say strong, what is that even? All is relative. I've had a strong relationship with God my whole life. And the more that I rely on faith rather than physical evidence, the more I am very humbly challenged with my faith, challenged with believing that this other way of living is actually the way we can live. And as much as I so desire to leave behind the hustle and the grind and the just belief that you have to work all the time and do things you don't like and all of that, I don't seem to have a problem believing the stuff that I really resonate with and love hearing. My ways are higher than your ways, and my yoke is easy and your burden is light, and ask and it is given. And I'm like, yes, this makes so much more sense. Until me and the universe seem to have a timing issue. I'm like, where are the results? Where is the manifestation? Where is the physical evidence that this stuff works? And I have been having some moments with that this week. And when I say moments, it has been a long time since I have woken up with a pit in my stomach. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm good during the day. I'm good throughout the evening. I do my evening ritual of, you know, meditation and book reading, and I'm good. And I don't wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, which used to be my thing. Like when I was really challenged at the beginning of my career financially, and I was like scared about lack of any form, but I would wake up at like that 2 o'clock in the morning with the pit in my stomach. That's not what's happening today. Somehow, the pit in the stomach has moved to about 7 a.m. And I wake up and it's there. And I'm just like, come on, what is that? You know, and I go through like my normal checklist. Like, are you worried about money? No. Are you worried that you've done something wrong? No. Are you worried that you're, like all of my like normal stuff. And Glenn and I have even talked about it. And I'm like, what is it? And I'm like, I'm sitting with it because I have a lot of uncertainty in my life right now. And I think I don't know if it's that. I thought I was better about it. Like I'm looking for a place to live and, you know, I know it will come. It's just not here yet. And I'm like, am I really that gripped about where am I going to live? And I don't know that it's that. I think it's more in general the really desiring to trust and believe in the faith, but wanting the evidence of the manifestation. So then if I have that, then what's the faith about? I think there's something in that. And so I've like been going through life these past few, not days, it doesn't last me all day, but when I'm in it, you know, I'm in it. It's kind of like that, the molasses level of like emotions. Even this morning when I was working out with poor Ben, my trainer, he's so great. And he's really in tune with like not just pushing me unnecessarily. Like he gets me to move my body, but when I'm like, I'm kind of low energy today, he works with it. And it was like molasses getting through the workout, and then molasses like just getting through, like I took a bath and did all my facial stuff, and it was like it was a push. I'm not up for living life that way, and I'm not even used to it. I could feel kind of the heaviness in the air that I've got about, am I just supposed to go ramp everything up and like go do all this massive action to make a bunch of stuff happen and get the breakthrough? And that just has me want to go under the covers. And then I'm just like, but where are all the quote unquote big manifestations, the things that I'm like looking for the breakthroughs on? And it kind of took everything out of me to choose to keep believing. Because I had that thought. I was like, Gina, do you just not need to believe this stuff that deeply? Like, do you just need to like go rely on what you know and the hustle? That came in and I was like, no, this is at the level that I'm at with my faith, it's a new muscle. It was kind of interesting. We were doing, not that this matters, but I just realized this analogy is actually perfect. So I was doing this kind of sit-up. He calls them V-ups. And I normally like blaze through them. And I've gotten really strong because I've gotten consistent with it. And he told me today, lean back farther onto your shoulder. I wasn't like going, I don't normally go all the way down, and he hadn't trained me to do that. So I was like getting real proud of myself of like just blazing through these sort of, I don't know, I think I do them for a minute or something. And then when I adjusted it, oh, okay, now I'm actually, this is why you got to be of service, people. You're going to like, your own medicine is going to save you. This is what's happening for me in this moment. So he told me to like go back a little bit further down to my shoulder. And I only kind of went halfway down normally. And just making that little adjustment of going deeper into the move, it was so much harder and it was so much heavier. And I still did it, but it was like, oh, and I was doing a lot less of them. I was going a lot less faster. And I just got, that's what's actually going on with my faith. And because at the end, Ben was like, yeah, you're stronger now. So he's now giving me a more advanced move. And I just got, that's what God's doing with me. Like I was used to blazing through at the level that I was used to being at with my faith. And now God's giving me a more advanced move. So it feels harder. It feels heavier. But it's because I'm more capable now. And because I'm stronger. And I need it to not knock my confidence or my faith. And I just need to understand that as a queen, that this is part of the faith-building process. Whoo! I worked for that one, ladies. Like Monday to Thursday, it took me this long to get this lesson. And how beautiful, because I was like not feeling super awesome at the beginning of this podcast. And I just like, I feel the release. I was like, I don't know, I need to go like be transparent about, you know, feel like you're losing faith or whatever. Wow. So if that's what's going on for me, I know that's what's going on for you on some level also, that the challenges that are coming in or the things that are feeling heavier and the things that you're like not seeing the breakthroughs, I want us all to remember we have not been left behind. We are not forgotten. We are no less worthy, no less capable. In fact, we're actually stronger even though during my workout I felt weaker and I didn't quite get why he was having me do the move in a different way. And I can see that's what's going on with God right now too. Like, I had a certain level of faith, but I only needed a certain level of faith because of all the physical manifestations that were coming in. Kind of didn't need exactly that much faith. And now I'm being grown up spiritually. So it's going to require even more faith. And ironically, or not, something that I was upset about not manifesting, I'm kind of actually angry at God that it hadn't turned out, the situation hadn't turned out the way I wanted it to. Glenn got a phone call, and we'll just say the opportunity isn't as dead in the water as I thought it was. And again, I was humbled because I was only paying attention to the physical evidence. Well, this isn't happening and this isn't showing up and the energy's not moving and nothing's happening. And I have to admit, I got real princessy about it. And it didn't feel good at all. I got to tell you, being a queen feels much better. Even when you're not physically sitting on a mountaintop. Like, just taking the personal responsibility, just choosing to still believe, has me feel so much better than the crossed arms and the stomping of the stilettos. And it also showed me, there were a lot of conversations that led up to the phone call that Glenn received that I was just unaware of. Like, it was all going on behind the scenes. So I want today to give you a spurt of hope, if not a big bucket of it, that everything is happening for you. And I know even 14 minutes ago, I didn't even feel like that was the case for me. So if you're like, well, what gives you the right to say it? Because it's true. I'm just going to go with that. I didn't say I always believe it 24/7, 365. I have my wobbles also. But right now I can see, one, from the other thing that did show up, that everything is happening for me and there's lots going on behind the scenes that I'm unaware of. And two, the things that are feeling heavier, I'm only being given the opportunity of activating stronger faith muscles because I am stronger. And that's why God's giving me an even bigger assignment. And I got a feeling that if you're listening to this, the same thing is going on for you. Your good is coming to you. Your best years are ahead of you. The breakthrough does exist. The desires that are in your heart, they have to take place. They have to become manifest. And as queens, we must not give up. And the less we can wobble with our faith, the more high vibrational we'll be. And the more high vibrational we'll be, the higher opportunities we will attract. It's not common to attract a really big, awesome opportunity when you're disgruntled and upset and angry or jealous or any of that stuff. So I just want to say that if you're in the low vibe place that I have been every morning this week, let's adjust our crowns. Let's brush ourselves off. We know that in every moment, any moment we choose, we can begin again. We can choose to see truth rather than fear. We can choose to feel joy rather than upset. We can choose to believe that our good is coming to us. And we can choose to do something really luscious today. Something really amazing. Something, even if everything doesn't exactly work out the way we want to. Like for me, I live with the noisiest human on the planet. I let him know I was recording a podcast. He just barged in. You know, things happen. But I guess I just get to say, well, if he wasn't here, then he couldn't barge in, and I would rather him be here than not. You know, it's like that. We can just have the ability to turn things around. So I want you to just turn around any fear, any lack, any of it, and brush yourself off. And I want you to remember who you are and who your God is. And you are capable, and your God is about abundance and not lack. and your purpose and your destiny must be made manifest. And for that to happen, we have got to be the vibrational match. And to be the vibrational match, we cannot be reliant on physical evidence. If we are, we're going to go up and down and all around and just live like, you know, yo-yo dieting with our faith. That sounds really boring to me and really unappealing. I would rather develop strength. I would rather develop mastery, not perfectionism, because I don't believe in that. But the more that we gather in group, in solidarity, and do our reading in our journaling and fill ourselves with podcasts and messages like this, we're like, oh yeah, I can begin again. Oh yeah, I remember I can ask for a miracle. Oh yeah, everything that I desire and everything that I'm meant for is absolutely available to me. I just have to know it. I have to believe it. I have to feel it. I must become the vibrational match. Source is not outside of me. Source is in me. And so we pray in this moment that we would remember what truth is. Truth is us living by faith, and faith is the evidence of things not seen. And we ask that we would be surrounded with such a strong, loving, powerful spirit that we would wobble and get shaken way less, that we would become wiser to the ways of life, that we would have a greater wisdom and knowedness when our princess wants to speed things up or have them happen in a way that's not necessarily the best divine timing for everyone involved. A queen knows that spirit is always alive within her. And I ask in this moment that you would illumine for each and every one of us. Make our spirit alive. Make it aligned with yours. Make it connected to infinite possibility, infinite love, infinite power, infinite joy, infinite success. Lead us, guide us, and may we use today as the blessing that it is. May we walk forward in the ways that we know, and may you raise our consciousness so that we can really live out from a place of thrive rather than just survive. And we pray all this believing. Amen. All right, my gorgeous. So if you could use even more of what you've gotten on today's podcast, I want you to go click on the link in the show notes, and I want you to come join me for 10 weeks in Own Your Throne. There are women from all over the world. We've got the Middle East. We've got Australia, the US, Canada, Mexico, all over Europe, the UK, Africa. Like, it is South America. It's incredible. Incredible, the women that are stepping up to go through their own heroine's journey, to slay those demons and dragons, and to own their throne. And it's not perfect, but it is a process. And we just started this week, but you can get in on it. You can get the recording of week one. You'll be there to join us for week two. There's prayers every week. There's meditations. There's a Facebook group that is popping. One woman said before the class even started, the Facebook group and just seeing all the women introduce themselves was worth the price of admission alone. Another woman wrote me today and said, Jean, I can never meditate. My mind is always like going too busy in that meditation. Like, I couldn't believe I was actually surprised when it stopped. I was so in it. So there's a lot of beautiful possibility, and it's going to be even better when we experience it together, when we experience the wins, when we stumble and have another queen help us up, when we get more educated on what it really, really is to live in our power and to make sure that we are not looking at the outside world to inform us, but that we're looking for our inside world to inform the outside. All right, so if you are curious about that, you are not too late. Come join us. Click on the link in the show notes or go to divineliving.com/ownyourthrone.